Good day, and welcome to the KUKA Q2 2014 financial results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to the KUKA conference call for the second quarter results of 2014. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage www.kuka.com/investorrelations. You can find today's presentation there as well. It is now my pleasure to turn over the call to the CEO of KUKA, Dr. Reuter.
Thank you, Andreas. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Mohn and I warmly welcome you to our presentation of the financial results of KUKA AG for the second quarter of 2014. The past few months were very successful for KUKA Group, giving us a confident outlook for the future development of our company. We have profitable growth continuing, demand for our products and solutions remains high, the integration of the Rice Group in Alima is proceeding quickly and successful, and we expect our development to continue in 2014 and have thus been able to increase our guidance. In addition, I'm very happy that the Supervisory Board did extend the contract of Peter Mohn until 2020, so we have a stable team in the board until 2020, and I'm looking forward to working together with Peter here at KUKA. Coming to the second page and showing KUKA, strong profitable growth is continuing. In the first half of 2014, we have achieved orders received totaling almost 1.2 billion euro and have thus recorded a new record for the first two quarters of a year. Compared with the previous year, this represents a rise of 18%. Our newly acquired companies were able to contribute 85 million to this result. Particularly in the case of rice, we rate this development as a major success, as demand for rice has picked up again and customers are putting their faith into strong support from KUKA. This is also a good sign that the integration is progressing well. The group sales were up 11% to 969 million. This growth benefited from the high levels of orders received in the preceding quarters and from the acceleration in sales in the second quarter of 2014. Supported by the strong development in sales, we managed to improve EBIT slightly to 61 million compared to 57. This is all more remarkable given the expenditure of 10 million euro in the first half of 2014 for the integration of the Rice Group. Alima, on the other hand, already had a positive EBIT contribution in both quarters. Cooperation between Rice and KUKA is progressing. This was very apparent at the Automatica. Rice presented linear units equipped with KUKA robots, for example, and laser applications from Rice in conjunction with KUKA products. Also on the people employee side, we really have a very good integration, and we have teams, mixed teams between Rice and KUKA. And it's all shown, I think, Automatica is a good example of this cooperation. Earnings after tax totaled 22.5 million in the first half of 2014 after 27 million in the previous year. This drop is not attributable to operative reasons, however. On the contrary, we consciously accepted an expenditure of 18 million in the first 6 months of 2014 for the early redemption of the corporate bond in order to save interest in the long term. Without this burden, the result of after tax in the first half of 2014 would have been up 28%. Though without this one-time effect, which we decided to buy back the corporate bond, the earnings after tax were close to 35 million. Free cash flow was 23 million in the first half of 2014 after 34 million in the previous year. We are thus well on track to achieve our target for 2014, a free cash flow in the mid-double-digit million euro range. As you can see from this result, we can look back on a very good first half year. Thanks to a solid situation in the automotive segment, our high order backlog, our relatively good price quality, and our success in the efficiency program, we are able to raise our expectations for 2014. Sales should total around 2 billion, and accordingly, the EBIT margin in 2014 should be around 6.5% for 2014. We have a robust customer demand. Orders received in the second quarter totaled 570.5 million, up around 9% on the figure of the previous year. From organic point of view, the past quarter remained stable at previous year level. In the automotive segment, we see robust demand at a high level with no signs of weakening. The development in China and in the U.S. is particularly pleasing for us here at KUKA. This result corresponds fully with our expectations. One important financial figure with regard to internal controlling and our visibility is the book-to-bill ratio, the ratio of orders received to sales. In the past quarters, this value was significantly over one at 1.13. For the second half of 2014, we are expecting continued good development of orders received. We do not expect, however, to reach the same level as in the first half of 2014. One reason for this is that the planned frame contract call-offs volume from automotive sector for robotics in 2014 was predominantly scheduled for the first half of year, and at systems, the automotive plant engineering business in Europe and U.S. was probably also stronger in the first half compared to the second half of 2014. We are thus expecting a book-to-bill ratio for full 2014 significantly over one, but the book-to-bill ratio for the second half will be below the first half of 2014. On the sales side, sales benefited from the high level of orders received. KUKA is enjoying continued sales growth. Driven by the strong dynamic development in orders received in the previous quarters and by the contribution of almost 34 million from the newly acquired companies, sales in the second quarter were up 16% to 506 million. From organic perspective, growth remained very high at 8% for the quarter. The development in China was particularly pleasing. The sales share from this country rose to 16% in the second quarter compared with 13% in the same quarter of the previous year. The order backlog rose significantly compared with the previous quarter, totaling around 1.3 billion as of June 30, 2014. Reiter and Alima are included here with an order backlog of around 100 million. The capacity utilization is high until well into the current year, in particular or partially also for the first half of the next year of 2015. The development in sales in the first half year and the high order backlog give us here great confidence that we will meet our increased guidance for 2014. EBIT margin. The EBIT margin is strong despite the integration of Reiss. Profitability also developed very well in the second quarter of 2014. Despite taking into consideration the integration costs for Reiss for the second quarter of 3 million and the increase in expenditure for research and development of 8 million, the EBIT margin nevertheless rose slightly from 6.6% from last year to 6.7% for the second quarter of 2014. The primary driving forces behind this organic development are as follows. For robotics, clearly, high sales volume of Agilus, our new launch product from 2012, particular for the GI industry. In robotics also, our success in the efficiency program with design to cost and other measures will really have good progress. On the system side, driving forces are the improved processes and the solid price quality of our order backlog. What we do see, continued pressure on pricing in robotic business and only in robotic business due to the yen. As you know, as you're aware, we have KUKA and ABB from Europe, and we have Fanuc and Yaskawa from Japan. So we see some continued significant pressure on pricing. So far, we have succeeded in countering this with measures such as our Operation Excellence program and our efficiency programs. As far as the yen is concerned, we're expecting a stronger influence on the results for robotics in 2015 and not in 2014. Going to the figures in more detail. Development of the gross operating result was particularly satisfying in the past quarter, reaching a value of 25.8% compared to 23.7% the second quarter of 2013. CapEx, capital expenditure in the second quarter was 13 million after 10 million in the second quarter of last year. Most of this was invested in tangible assets such as our new building in Augsburg, which will be the center of our product-related departments, including R&D. We want to be more efficient in R&D, having people all together in one building here in Augsburg. All in all, capital expenditure in the second quarter totaled around 2.6% of sales. For the full year, however, we are expecting a higher ratio. As in the past, the ratio should be between 2.5% and 3.5%, and for 2014, we believe are at the higher end. The workforce rose by around 25% from 7,534 people to 9,389 people. And it's very important, it has to be taken into consideration that roughly two-thirds of this increase in the workforce is attributable to the newly acquired companies Reis and Alima. At KUKA, the organic KUKA additional growth came from following divisions. At robotics, more than 50% of the increase in the workforce was concentrated on general industry. As we, our strategic direction is to grow the general industry, we have to add people in sales, we have to add people in applications, and 25% are attributable to service. So we are growing where demand is and also put people in place where we see further potential. The development of the free cash flow was marked by two main developments in the quarter. The positive development was the fact that we managed to achieve negative working capital at group level in the second quarter by means of active capital management and focusing on this area. The curbing effect, on the other hand, was caused by the fact that we received some customer payments at the beginning of the third quarter instead of end of June, that means second quarter. But for the full year, as mentioned at the beginning, our goal is clearly a cash flow. We have the expectations to be in the double-digit mid million for the full year of 14. Looking into both divisions separately, sales and organic profitability increased significantly in both divisions. Both robotics and systems contributed to the very favorable operative development in the second quarter of 2014. Robotics recorded sales of 203 million in the second quarter. This was the division's second highest result in a quarter. Robotics generated significant sales growth in the past quarter, particularly in the automotive and service sector. This good sales development in the second quarter and the success of our efficiency program were the primary focus or driving forces behind the EBIT margin, which at 10.8% was significantly higher than the level of the previous year. This enabled us to absorb the more than 5 million higher expenditure for R&D, research and development, resulting from factors including expanded workforce and a lower capitalization rate. The main topics in the field of R&D, and KUKA stands for innovation and for research and development, remain in the new control software Sunrise, which we were showing at the Automatica with our lightweight robot, the further development of the lightweight EVA robot in the application area, new application in general industry to be stronger in the general industry market, and also the future mobile robotics. Systems recorded sales growth of 18% in the second quarter to 307 million. Growth was supported by the contribution of around 34 million from the newly acquired companies Reis and Alima. The organic EBIT margin of systems for the past quarter was almost 7%. The integration expenditure for Reis, totaling 3 million over the past quarter, had clearly a negative impact on the EBIT. Due to the successful and advanced state of the integration of Reis, we are expecting at least a balanced EBIT contribution for this subsidiary from the second half of 2014 onwards. For the full year, however, we expect Reis to record a negative EBIT between 5 and 10 million, as we also guided you at the first quarter results. Look at our expectations regarding sales and EBIT for the full year. Our visibility for 2014 is high. We do have a high order backlog for 2014 and also going into 2015, order backlog at 1.3 billion with good margin quality. We have good customer demand. We see the demand for robotic-based automation is stable and increasing. We see big demand from China coming and also a good demand from our customers. On the sales side, we're expecting stable to slightly positive development in Europe. In the US and Asia, we're expecting slight growth with development in Asia especially in China, being stronger. Sales should rise slightly as both robotics and systems. On the EBIT margin, for robotics, we expect an EBIT margin of at least 10% for the full year 2014. In systems, we are expecting an overall EBIT margin for the full year of at least 5.5%. This 5.5 takes into consideration an EBIT of minus 5 to 10 million from Rise. In total, we are expecting for 2014 a total sales of around 2 billion for the group. Based on this, an EBIT margin of around 6.5 should be possible. Thank you very much for your attention. Peter and I looking forward to your questions and answering questions. Thank you.